Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru, feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. I'm so excited about the guests that I have lined up for us today and what we're going to be talking about. Hope is what it is that we can use more of in this changing world. And right now, with so much change on the horizon, listening to other people's stories, how people are helping each other, how people are supporting each other, gives us hope to know that, hey, we're not alone and we can do this. My first guest today is Bree Yatkowitz. She is a conscious parenting and child coach. She has a background as a certified life coach and former elementary school teacher with a master's degree in education. Bree has lived and taught in 7 countries, working closely with students and parents and administrators to bring a more holistic approach to education centered on students' well-being, social, emotional health, and soul. In 2020, Bree opened Bree Hope LLC to guide parents in claiming their own power, find their unique voice, and trust in their skills and knowledge as a parent using conscious parenting tools and energetic coaching methods. Separately, Bree leads workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions with students ages 8 to 18 to help them uncover their own unique gifts, connect with their source, power, and intuition while giving them language to identify what they feel, thereby advocating for their needs. It's Bree's mission to see parents feel empowered and trust in their guidance for their children, as well as raise children who grow up feeling safe in our ever-changing world and society. Just like what I said, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. It's amazing because my middle name is Hope. So that's the name of my business, and much of my own transformation, I had the realization of there probably was no coincidence for my name being what it is.
So did I say your last name correctly?
Yeah, it's Yatkowitz.
Yatkowitz, yeah. So your middle name is Hope, and so you've traveled the world, 7 countries. You've, you know, opened a brand new LLC, and you're helping parents, and you're doing several different things, educating the parents, and then assisting. You know, it feels like you're assisting everyone to move into the new way that we're going to be doing education and schooling in a newer way that isn't what it was before in the past,
right?
And so you're giving voice, and you're an advocate there for those children and parents.
Yeah. So as an educator, what I noticed was most of every kid, and I'm sure anyone who's worked with young kids in particular, and also all kids K through 12, you'll notice they are so intuitive. Mm-hmm. And then as you go up in the grades, you start to realize they are like losing that sense of power or certainty or trust in themselves. And so what I noticed when I left teaching was how we're not acknowledging the soul, and how on some level, all of us, being that what I believe is we're all souls having a human experience, we're all yearning for that. And kids are so close to that, close to the source of it. And so a lot of what I do with kids separately is I teach them about energy, and I give them the names to speak about, this is how I feel, this is what I perceive, and this is what goes on in the body. And I think that creates that empowerment where then you grow up and you have that knowing of who you are. And then separate from that, what I found really fascinating is once I left teaching, I have so many parents that come up to me that will say, I don't know what to do for my kid. They're struggling. I'm not really sure if I have the power to say this in the school environment. And I've even seen it mainly with women teachers too, where they have this knowing of what the kids need, but they don't act on it because they feel like they don't have that permission. So then when I work with the kids, sometimes I notice that it's the parents' lack of trust or lack of feeling powerful or lack of empowerment that then gets projected onto the kids. So you can see what's happening. So what I do with parents specifically is help them acknowledge where they gave their power away, when that happened, to what parent they might have gave it to, what teacher they might have gave it to, and then separately with kids, build them up because everyone has intuition, everyone, and it all works in different ways. But my biggest thing, like I said, which I'm grateful about the bio is, the whole thing for me is about giving power back to the parents and making kids feel safe. Because I think when most adults, myself included, when you look back at your childhood, there were times where you didn't feel safe in this world. And now I feel like the kids, they're the ones leading us because they're just so evolved.
And they're the future leaders on the planet.
Yeah.
And we can't keep doing the same things we've been doing and expecting different results when we really need to, you know, come at it from a newer consciousness, that place that you were talking about, to address the soul and address the intuition. Because you said that the younger they are, the more intuitive they are. And that's true, because then all of a sudden we start, you know, we're just influenced more by our ego then and by society, and like, and then we give more and more of our power away and we don't listen to that inner guidance that comes in. You are retaking it into bringing it back to where it really needs to be, the intuitive way, the intuitive guidance that we receive, the soul connection, which is important, and every person to know that they have the power within to change their reality and bring peace into the present moment, right?
Yeah. And I think too, it all comes back to family. You know, I know for myself, there have been teachers that influenced me in some not so positive ways, but most of the patterns that I've had in my life and ways that I've shut my own voice down, or it all comes back to the family. And I've ended up modeling certain things that I wish I knew differently then. It would have, yeah, created a completely different experience.
And that's why you're helping young adults, young kids, and also the parents, because you see you need to bring it back to the family, because that's really where it begins. It begins in the family, right? That's where
it starts. And that's why, too, I only work with kids starting the age of 8, because the subconscious mind forms from 0 to 7. So what I realized is I've worked with kids under the age of 7. And if you shift a kid and help them be more empowered and trust in themselves, but you don't work with the parents, it's only a matter of time where they will fall back into the same patterns. Because they also, all kids want to be loyal to the patterns and programming in the parents. So I can't really work with a kid without working with the parent. And that's why at a young age, it has to be just the parents.
Yeah. So I think, you know, you speak the same language as I do. Everything, all my work, everything is always exactly, again, healing the inner child. When did the conditioning begin? 0 to 7. I have one series that I do, self-realization in the inner child, healing that inner, you know, everything begins in the womb. So it starts there, right? And mm-hmm. we really have to create a new environment for our children today. I love how you are clear that you work with children beginning 8. Now, how do people find you? Because, like, for instance, you know, like, how can you position yourself out there in the world, and then your people, how can people find you? How do you find your kids and your parents?
Yeah, well, a lot of it's word of mouth.
Okay.
But I do have a website, and it's breehope.com. And on there's a free resource to understand challenging behavior, which I don't think is necessarily challenging. So I put that in quotes, or not that it's not challenging, but negative. And then there are several resources on there. And then I've started with Instagram, but I feel like I want to create my own way of marketing that is not that.
You want to create an organic way of marketing.
Right.
And you know what? I would really love to talk to you because we have the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group that features New Earth consultants, influencers, educators, practitioners, that features them in how they're influencing the world. And I want to talk to you about that outside of this forum. So let's connect on, you know, somehow next week or whatever. But I would love to do that. Let's send people to your website right now. Where is your website?
It's just www.breehope.com.
www.breehope.com.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so great. I love what you're doing. I love how clear you are, you know that you don't want to do it the old way because you're wired for the new. And that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of strength and dedication and commitment to trust that. Obviously, you know how to trust your own intuitive guidance. So I appreciate you so much for coming on and for sharing what you did. And I appreciate the work that you're doing for all the kids and parents on this planet so that we can find a better way and that we have a newer, more organic way in listening to our intuitive guidance and, educating the kids and the parents.
Yeah. And thank you so much for having me and for the work that you're doing with Stories That Inspire Hope and the other channel that you have too on YouTube.
Yeah. Now, are you on Facebook at all?
I am on Facebook. I'm not on there, I guess, as much as I would say I'm on Instagram.
Okay. I'm going to be connecting with you. So I want to be able to see where I can message you, but I really want to support you in with the work that you're doing. You know, everything that we're talking about here all the time, this is exactly what this is about. And this planet is, you know, our children are our future, and we have to make sure that we create environments for them that are thriving and that are sustaining. And that has a lot to do with, you know, releasing the old programming, the old conditioning, and then coming back to, you know, what's really important. And I love that you're teaching the kids to get in contact with their bodies and how they're feeling. Very important.
Well, the one thing I'll end with is I have a teacher and she says that the kids that are coming to the planet right now, they all have like a different genetic code in them. So they are meant to uplift. And so one of the things that she said that always stood out to me is we have to be the guardians of their consciousness. They should not lower to match us anymore.
Yeah, because they came in and they're already pure and they're already purified. They didn't come. They're not waiting from the age of 0 to 7 to get all the programming that later on that they're going to have to undo, right?
Right.
But thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for coming on today. And thank you for listening and tuning in, everyone. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it. Launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channels, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Welcome back, everyone. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you again today on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope. I want to take you straight into my next guest is Sasha Morozov, is a former executive who holds a master's in social work and is the founder of Sasha X Home. When Sasha isn't chasing after her two sons, that sounds like fun, she now utilizes her clinical skill to coach women who are killing it at work but feel like they're failing at home to have more time, less clutter, and systems for a peaceful life. Sasha believes that working moms are exceptional humans who are skilled, devoted, and unstoppable. And she has spent almost 15 years working in the nonprofit field to help individuals and families create better futures. Sasha is an avid minimalist. I love that too. Productivity master and is obsessed with organizing and designing people's lives at home and homes. Sasha has now developed a four-step method that focuses on self, home, relationships, and systems to help moms start on the life that they put on pause. Wow. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Super excited. I love everything you're talking about, the systems in place, the simpler life to more peaceful life in a changing world.
Absolutely. You know, I got to tell you, I see amazing women all the time that have worked up the career ladder, that have these beautiful, amazing homes. You know, purchasing a home is literally one of the most expensive financial investments any of us ever make in our lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I see these amazing women that if you saw them in the boardroom or you saw them with a client, they're killing it. And what happens is when if you saw them at the park with their kids, it'd be like seeing a whole other person. So what I do is I really come in and I try to kind of balance. I try to help restore some rhythm that when women are able to come home, that it's still a place they love. They have the skills. We are amazing women that are skilled, that are educated. We've worked so hard to get where we are in our careers, and we should not feel guilty that we love our careers. And that passion doesn't have to end when we walk through our front door. I want that passion to last. I want that passion to be when you come home. Now it's just a different passion. And the passion is that you love your life at home with your family.
Yeah, I love that so much. I love hearing that so much because a lot of women that are out there, like you said, they're killing it. They're in their masculine energy. Then when they come home to the home and family, it becomes a drudgery, or it's like overwhelming, or it's too much. And what you want to do, or what you're doing, is helping women enjoy being at home, being nurturing, being in their feminine, being in their home where the family is and where the love is happening, where you're letting your walls down, and where you're building memories, where you're creating legacy. Right.
And you love, yes. And you want to be, I want every woman out there and anybody who's listening to be able to come home to their sanctuary, to be able to kick their feet up and not come home and be like, oh my God, what disaster am I going to run into? What's going on for dinner? What? This is just, we got kid activities. We got this and this. We're so overbooked. We're so overbooked in our personal lives. We're so overbooked in our professional lives. So no wonder so many women are struggling with this. No wonder we as society are putting so much weight onto saying you must be perfect and you must have the career and the family and this and that. And I come in and I'm just saying, guys, it's a rhythm. It's not a balance. It's a rhythm. Sometimes your work is going to need you, and that's okay. And sometimes your family will need you. And that's okay too. And if we start to kind of shift our thinking and looking at that, sometimes things are not going to be this perfect juggling act. we can let go of this perfectionism. We can let go of this almost jealousy of other moms that we see that are doing something great, whether at home or at work.
Yes. And so I want to hear, you know, first of all, I love your passion. Also in your bio, it talked about you being a minimalist. I want to find out a little bit about that, but give us a day in the life of your life. Give us a day in the life, like in your home, how is it? Like, tell us about it.
So one of the things I love in terms of being a minimalist is the fact that it just frees up. It frees up your space. It frees up your stress. It frees up just your mental well-being. So when I wake up, there's not toys lying everywhere around because we only have a certain amount of toys. There's not all of this stuff that's just been piling up because we only have certain amount of stuff. So for me, I would like to get up earlier than my children. However, they, for whatever reason, end up getting up only on the weekdays that they have to go to school early, not on the weekends, but in the weekdays, they still end up getting up earlier than me. But we keep it simple. We keep it simple by they have the same breakfast, almost the same breakfast every morning, because I'm not here. I'm not a chef. That's just not my profession, nor is it something that I truly enjoy. I got it to be honest. So they have like two options. And they know they have two options. So there's no, what are we going to make? What's going to happen? We have the same routine, simple routine of just breakfast, get ready, and drop off. It's simple and they know it. And when you know what's going to happen next, it makes life so much easier, not just for you, but for your children. Children strive and really want consistency. When they have consistency, they're able to thrive because they know what's happening next. You don't have that like balance act. You don't have the, oh, what's going to happen every day? It's the same routine for the weekdays. Then I obviously work. And then when I'm able to pick up my children after work, what's beautiful is the fact that because there's no other like almost chores in a way, you know, being at home, that what we're able to do is we're really able to have that family time because that's a priority for us.
Yeah.
And we all know that. So we all know that after dinner, instead of like sitting for an hour and checking at their homeworks and making sure things are done and making sure everything looks perfect for tomorrow, we do is we just play a game or we just hang out. It's not complicated. When you're not overscheduled, you're not running around, that you could actually stop and think and say, what do I want for my family life? And then when they go to bed, we have some relaxation time as well. It's simple. That's the beauty. Minimalism is not just getting rid of stuff around you. Minimalism is a way of life, of you developing your own life, your own choices, and that everything you're bringing in, you're choosing to bring in.
And that's how you're raising your kids. And that's the example that you're setting. And that's why when people look at you and they see you and your family, it seems like you've got it made and everything is so, you know, and that's because in a sense you do, because you know what your values are and you're living your values and you're raising your kids and you're spending time with them and you're nurturing them, you're nurturing yourself. And, you know, back in the day, we were all, you know, conditioned to be consumers. And consume, 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 consume. And now, you know, letting go of that consumerism society, coming back to, you know, minimal, you know, needs.
Yeah, free play.
Yeah, we really
unstructured activities. Mm-hmm. When's the last time people had a Saturday that they had nothing, just nothing?
Yeah, I have a lot of Saturdays like that because I know what my values are. So it's important when we know what our values are. But you said it earlier, designing your life according to how you want to live. And you also said make room. Making room is an important piece. And we just have a few of this and a few of this. And these are the options and the consistency and the discipline. We thrive in routine.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you bring up the values. And also to me, it's values and priorities. Because at the end of the day, we may say we value this, 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 and this. And that's where I come in and I coach women and say, but we all only have 24 hours in a day. What are you willing to prioritize and what are you willing to let go of? Because that, I think, is really key for women to start believing in themselves and understanding that they can let go of things.
What are you willing to prioritize and what are you willing to let go of? This is not just for women. This is for everybody.
Yes.
What are you willing to prioritize? What are you willing to let go of? This is a perfect question to ask right now because, you know, there's so much change happening. What are you willing to prioritize according to your values right now? So these are wonderful ways to begin your house cleaning, organizing, you know, figuring out with how do you want to start 2022 now. Get it going now. So I love everything that you shared with us, Sasha. It was very, very inspiring. Will you tell the audience how they can look you up on your website and also on social media?
Yes, absolutely. If you are a working woman, head on over to sashaxhome.com so you can grab a free copy of 5 Steps to Coming Home Happy After Work. On there, you could also find the Facebook group that I hold where I go live, I give tips and tricks. I'd love for you to join the community because we are all amazing.
I want to join your community. I'll be joining your community. I like that. And I'm going to be inviting other people to join your community because, you know, and I actually know of a couple ladies that would benefit from this, you know, younger mothers that are trying to juggle and figure out how to do the whole thing. We all are.
That's the thing. We are always trying to be our best selves.
Yes. So the website is at what?
SashaXHome.com.
SashaXHome.com, everybody. Go check that out. Be inspired to organize and create your best life now. And in contact Sasha to support you in that. And then for all of those people that haven't downloaded our new app, go to the App Store, the Play Store, download KS. Media, M-E-D-I-A, group, app, download it on your phone, create your free account. Everything in this app is there to guide you to live your best life, to support you with inspiring podcasts, articles on how to take care of your body and eat better. There's so many influencers and entrepreneurs in our app that are here to support you. So we encourage you to download the app and we just rolled out the new universal question. I'm going to take those two questions that you posed and bring those into our app as well. So thank you everybody for listening and tuning in. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.